Hello, this is Brian Lewis, and in this video, we're going to walk through creating an Azure Resource Managed VM Recovery Services Vault. So I will take a vault, and I will back up a V2 VM with that vault. So to start with, let's go down to Browse in the Azure portal. And here I'll type in Recovery. And what I see here is Recovery Services Vaults. I have no vaults yet, so I'm going to add one. And when I add this Recovery Services Vault, I'll choose a name, and I'll just call this Backup. I've chosen my Azure subscription, and here I'll use my MSDN subscription. A resource group, do you want to create a new one or use an existing? I'm just going to grab an existing one here. I'm going to use my Win10 Dev, and that's in the West US. So I will choose the West US as the location. The important part here is the location I'm going to create my backup vault. That's the area I can backup VMs from that area. The vault has to be local. And I'll pin this to my dashboard and say create. So now it is creating my backup area or my backup vault. Okay, now that that's done creating, the first thing I want to do is I want to go into my backup vault here and I want to create a backup. So I'll hit plus on backup. Select a scenario. Azure Virtual Machine Backup. My options are file folder backup, so I can backup the file shares that we can create up in Azure that aren't virtual machines, but just the file share itself. Or I can create a backup for System Center Data Protection Manager. Here we're just going to create the Azure Virtual Machine Backup. As we see, when I said create, it started a discovery, and it discovered all the VMs that are in the West region now for me to back up. All right, so I say OK. We could choose the default policy, but we want to create our own, so we'll create new and create a new policy here. So our backup policy, let's go and create a weekly backup. We have 6 a.m. selected. Let's change that to 3 a.m. every Sunday. So 3 a.m., this is local time, and then UTC minus 5. So we're going to create that at 3 a.m. And from a weekly perspective, we will store that. Weekly retentions for 104 weeks. Our monthly retention is the first one of each month. First Sunday of each month. We'll store that for 60 months. And then we'll have a yearly retention as well. And so the first one, and we won't do January since we're already March and we don't want to wait that long. We'll basically do the first one in May. And we could do more than one. But we'll just do the first one in May. And we'll say that one's going to be saved for 10 years. And that is our policy. And now we need to choose a VM. I have a VM here that I use for development. It's a Windows 10 dev machine. And so I'll choose that machine. Select that. And now I've enabled backup on that one machine. If there were more machines, I could have selected multiple machines in that space. But now we are all set, and that machine will back up. But it's not backed up yet, is it? Let's take a look at that machine, or at that at this system. First off, if I go back, as we may remember, I did pin this to the dashboard. Here's our Azure Recovery Services Vault. I'll choose that. And we see in the vault, we have a couple things. We have our backups will be listed here. We have our backup jobs listed here. And so nothing's really happened yet, except for we've created a job. So we do have the job we can go look at. And so we'll choose the Azure Virtual Machine Backup job. And here it is. The status says completed. Let's go make sure the deployment has succeeded. But it is probably not backed up yet, is it? It is not. So now that that backup has succeeded as far as deploying the configuration, let's see if we can back up the VM itself. Here we are. And it has a warning for us. The initial backup is pending. And we could wait till the first Sunday for the backup to happen. But that isn't scheduled until next Sunday at, 3 a.m.? So we'll choose the three dots here on this server. And we want to go backup now. And so we'll initiate and trigger that backup to happen immediately. So our first backup is now started. And now we are going to be backing up our virtual machine to our Azure Services Vault. Now this is in preview, and it just shipped yesterday, so March 30th of 2016. I hope that helps, and if you have any questions, please check the more detailed blog article on the Recovery Services Vault. Thank you.